Kate doing some Thursday with you here from the coast, and it's time for I Love This Town. Now, we have talked often about our postal service, our delivery services of a variety of sorts, and there's always a small town component to the way they operate in our lives and for us. So we've had a lot of stories about them over the years. Got another one. Actually, I have two. One, very pertinent to this time of year. A friend adheres to the tradition of Christmas cards. So there's the list with all the names and addresses and check them off after the cards are ready to go. And going back through them when she got to the post office to mail them, discovered herself one short. Wound up having to stand at one of the tables at the post office and go through with her list. Luckily, she had her list with her, and go through and compare to find whose card was missing. And she did find that, of course, and got the rest of them in the mail and said she'd take care of it when she got home and didn't have time that night, and wound up, you know, a couple of days before she got around to it. But a call came in before she got around to it from the person whose card she had not mailed, thanking her for the holiday card. We'll never know who found it and put it in the mail, or at least we don't think we'll know. But at this point, we know that some good soul, some small town citizen, found it somewhere and made sure it got in the mail for the holidays. Very kind. The other one could have happened any time of year. Observed by a dozen people in line at the post office when a woman came running in and said, "Oh, my husband was putting mail in the mailbox on the alley and dropped everything in, and his paycheck was in there. And he wasn't supposed to mail that. He was supposed to take that to the bank. So it's gone in with the mail. What do I do? How do I get that back?" What do you think they would have done in the city? Maybe they would have offered her a fire extinguisher for her hair being on fire. That's about it. But in a small town, the reaction was, "Oh, hang on, let me get the key. What does it look like? Describe the envelope. Let me take care of this for you." And moments later, she had her husband's paycheck back. Don't you love living in a small town? Me too. I love this town.